Hello, I'm Justin Oldham, and you're listening to an ATS member podcast. For the next 10 minutes, I'd like to talk to you about a recent upgrade that has been made to the 1976 Freedom of Information Act. This is something that should be important to all good conspiracy theory researchers. This new law requires all applicable federal agencies to establish a tracking system to process the FOIA requests that they receive each and every day. The upshot of this reform is that you, me, and all the Washington, D.C. lobbyists will be able to track our information requests much like you track a package at the post office or through FedEx or UPS. Now, for those of you who don't know, the 1976 Freedom of Information Act is a law that requires most federal agencies to answer your questions when you submit them in writing. This also means that, at your expense, you have the opportunity to get photocopies of all kinds of stuff. If the information you're looking for is only available in electronic format, then they're obligated to make sure that you get disks or CDs or whatever the information storage medium is, and of course they'll bill you for it. Now, as I am making this podcast, we are just days away from the official start of the 2008 presidential election season. We're going to begin with the Iowa primaries and move on to the other primaries of all 50 states before we eventually go to the polls to make our final choices in November. Now, government reforms are rare, and so now that this has happened, I'm very happy to bring it to your attention. But you should be aware that President Bush hasn't lost his mind. He hasn't suddenly discovered his reformist agenda. He's actually done something here that's politically savvy. 23 of his fellow Republicans have already publicly announced that they're not going to run for another term in the House or the Senate. Most of these guys and gals are going to come back as lobbyists. And when they do come back, their party is going to be very definitely in the minority. And that's going to mean they have limited access to what goes on inside the House and Senate committees and what goes on at the high levels inside most federal agencies. This tiny little sliver of government reform is going to help all of those lobbyists to get information that the Democrats would normally be able to stonewall them for. Now, that's the downside. The upside is that this actually works for you and me, because it means that you and me are less likely to be ignored by these federal agencies and more likely to actually get what we want out of these guys in the future. And if they do ignore us, we'll be able to have stuff on paper that we can take to the media and to our favorite attorneys, where we'll be able to discuss legal action. Now, let's be clear on just one detail. Not all federal agencies have to answer your FOIA request. Even if you ask for something that's totally declassified, these rules do not apply to the Pentagon and to most of the intelligence agencies. That's the CIA, NSA, etc. And yes, for those of you who want to ask, that also means Department of Homeland Security. If you'd like to see how the FOIA request process breaks down into a step-by-step instructional piece on your PC's computer screen, please go to AboveTopSecret.com, click on my Conspiracy Master forums, and look for the thread titled Research Methods for Conspiracy Buffs. If you've never filed a Freedom of Information Act request before, please let me reassure you it's not all that hard. If you can write a letter to your grandma, you can file a FOIA. The first thing you will do is go online. You'll find the agency's website. You'll look for the part of the website that they have set aside, which will be labeled Freedom of Information Act. And there you will find a point of contact. That will typically be an information officer, a FOIA officer, or some records management supervisor. You're going to be tempted to call the telephone number that might be listed. You're going to be tempted to click on that email link that might be staring you in the face, but I'm here to tell you, don't do it. Depending on the federal agency, some information officers can get 250 phone calls in a day, and they could get 1,000 emails in a day. Now, the simple and terrible truth is that it's altogether too easy to ignore those things. All they've got to do is hit the delete button on their email or accidentally lean on the purge button when they're too close to their phone and oops, it's all gone. And besides, there's no proof. You don't have any proof that you can show anybody that you actually filed that request. That's why you gotta do it on paper. Beat these guys at their own game. Use the system against them. So whip out your word processor or your favorite pen and let the words flow. When you write your letter, be very careful to reproduce the address they give you precisely. Don't embellish it in any way. When you ask your questions, be civil. You don't always have to be precise about why you want the documents you're requesting, but you should be prepared to tell them why you want that documentation. Just in case they ask. It's very common for a lot of conspiracy researchers who send letters off to federal agencies to send them as registered letters so that you get a return receipt. That's not a bad idea because it keeps them honest. Now, this new tracking system requirement will mean that once your request goes into their system, they will respond to you, typically in writing, and you'll be given a tracking number or some kind of case identifier, and you'll be able to go to their website. And in the same way that you track your packages through FedEx or UPS or anything else, you'll be able to see where your information request is inside their bureaucracy. Has it been assigned to somebody yet? Have they actually responded to you? If they did, when did they mail it out? These are all questions that you'll actually be able to have answered. In the past, unfortunately, it's always been far and away too easy for federal agencies to ignore civilian information requests. Now, you do need to be careful about what you wish for because you just might get it. If you're into UFOs and you ask for all the Project Blue Book information, somebody's probably going to get back to you with a phone call because they want to know if you can pay a $10,000 copying fee. But it may not be unusual that if you ask, say, if you're asking for a specific project case file, it could still be 50 or 100 and 200 pages, and somebody is still going to bill you for all that photocopier time. So you better be prepared to pay for it if you ask for it. That also includes anything that they may need to get back to you about that's on CD-ROM. It's a very common document storage medium these days, and stuff like that, it isn't cheap. I'll give you a little piece of insider information that'll help make your life easier if you do decide to file a Freedom of Information Act request with a federal agency. Before you do it, find their public information officer and ask them what it costs to photocopy stuff or to get things burned on the CD. These guys have price lists for all this stuff that they have floating around in-house. And, yeah, actually, that's a public document, so you could request that if that's all you wanted initially. Now, you should be aware of the fact that more and more federal agencies are putting their old documents online through digital archives. So before you run off to look for the information about those FOIA guys, take your time, cruise around the agency's website, and see what's right there just for the clicking and the having. Don't expect to stumble on any great revelations. Anything that somebody has digitized, scanned into the system, and put out there onto the internet for you to just click with your mouse and look at with the eyeball, you know, that stuff is, it's old, it's stale, and it's probably not going to reveal anything to you that you didn't already know. Now, I see from the timer that we are coming to the end of our 10-minute window, so I hope you found this useful. Thanks for listening, and have a good day.